St Leonard's, well, I remember going into St Leonard's. I was at the hospital, I was at school. I was 11 years old and got terrible pain at Christmas. And they took, oh, it was an emergency. I went there with appendix. And I remember going, the whole thought of going in the hospital and going down that corridor. And I think they wanted to do different tests, you know, I think a blood test and all that. I'm like, oh my God, I think 3 years in hospital and having to go into hospital under any circumstances, it was terrible. After all that trauma, I think it was, because going down that corridor and the gas as well, they put the gas on me. Oh my God. And because I was 10 days, in those days, they kept you in hospital for many, better 10 days. And I still got the big scar because no, I think with me, they weren't sure if it was appendix, so they did exploratory, and I got a scar. In fact, they said to me, is that a butcher? What's butchered you? Because my type of skin scars very easily. Now they do a certain treatment where it stops the scarring. But in those days, they didn't have it. And I remember I still got a big scar about probably 4 inches by about 2 inches, about a really thick scar. And I remember how painful that was. I couldn't understand after the operation why I should be in pain. I was in, every time I moved, I was in pain. But I realise now, talking to people who have something, it's you have wind. It creates wind in your stomach. And that's why I was so much pain. I mean, every movement I was doing, and because being disabled, I suppose I couldn't do the movement which I should do to let the wind out. So I remember being in agony with it. Well, the only way you can come out, you've got to move. And they should have got me moving. You remember pain, I think. I do anyway. Well, I remember how strict it was in my other hospital as a child in Carshalton. Everything had to be just so, the beds had to be right. Couldn't sit on the beds. It was very, very strict. I remember those days. I can't remember how it was in St Leonard's. No, I can't remember that. But that must have been okay. I remember in Carshalton, because I was only five. Oh my, it was so embarrassing, even as a five-year-old. We had to sit on these potties. There's this potty thing. I'll always remember that. About 30 little kids sitting on potties. I go, oh my God, it embarrassed me so much. And it stopped me going to toilet, I'm sure it did. And all everybody else is doing it on the potties. I always remember that. Yeah. And another thing that I remember at Carshalton, if anybody swore, any child swore, they used to wash their mouth out with soap water. Put soap, or they disbehaved as well. Misbehaved. Put soap in their mouth. On the sunny days, we used to go out in a little, with like quite a lot of garden there, and we used to sit in little chairs, and they used to strap us to the chair. But everything was done sort of very safety conscious. Because somebody fell out, everything had to be strapped in. I know my mum said they weren't very good, for example, visiting. The visiting was terrible. But she was very unhappy. She said she remembers an incident, I probably had more than one, that they used to leave me and they used to put an egg in front of me to do an egg. Well, I've got an arm which can't even move. And I couldn't reach the egg. And she saw the egg in front of me and I couldn't reach it. So she went back and put the egg. So these are sort of things she remembers. Things like that, they weren't very much understanding, or I don't know, you can't say, but it upset her at the time. Because she could see the difficulties, I don't think they realised the psychological effects children had when they were in hospital at that age. I mean, nowadays they have the mother in there, and it's all changed. Because when Mum used to go, I used to wave to her, and then she's gone. You look forward to these visits, and then she used to bring little toys. Then after the war, it was very hard to get toys. So I remember she got this little chicken laid an egg, and then she got Tower Bridge for me. And I got this little thing where I used to look into a little, what they call it, where they had little slides. And you remember all these things. There's no television in those days in the hospital. So once a month, I always remember, they blacked all the wall out, and they had a film show, and I remember Lauren Hardy on there. And I've been a Lauren Hardy fan ever since. And they used to have also cowboys, Tom Mix, I don't even know, heard of him. It's funny, these small things, but they mean a lot. And at Christmas time, they used to make it very nice. They used to sing carols, and they used to paint the little... We used to have little lights over the bed, and they used to paint them with, like, Mickey Mouse sort of thing. And I remember all that. What it was, it brightened things up a bit. And I used to put my stocking out. And I used to wait all night for it to see if somebody's going to put something in the stocking. You know, these sort of things I remember. And I remember being taken to the bars, the hot and cold bars that would frighten the life out of me. But I remember the nice things where, you know, it was the entertainment side of it. You know, you remember little bits and little things like that. Yes, you know.